This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. has authorized the transfer of billions of dollars worth of bombs and fighter jets to Israel in recent days, two sources familiar with the efforts say, despite the growing concern about an anticipated Israeli military offensive in Rafah, where more than a million displaced Palestinians are sheltering. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
The decision on weapons follows a visit to Washington by Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant this week, when he discussed Israel's weapons requirements with U.S. counterparts. Washington gives $3.8 billion in annual military assistance to its longtime ally Israel, which is the leading recipient of U.S. foreign aid. The U.S. has been sending air defenses and munitions, demonstrating how Biden's administration continues to support Israel, despite an increasingly public rift with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Some Democrats and Arab American groups have criticized that support and say it gives Israel a sense of impunity.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. A three-ship convoy has left a port in Cyprus to deliver 400,000 kilograms of food and other supplies to Gaza as concerns about hunger soar. The American charity World Central Kitchen says the vessels and a barge are carrying ready-to-eat items that are enough to prepare more than 1 million meals. Thousands gathered in Tel Aviv on Saturday to protest against the Israeli government's handling of the situation in the Gaza Strip after nearly 6 months of war with the Palestinian militant Hamas group, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. One resident said the government should step down and allow others to lead the country. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is presiding over the Vatican's somber Easter vigil service a day after he made the last-minute decision to skip his participation in Good Friday procession at the Colosseum as a health precaution. Francis entered the darkened, silent St. Peter's Basilica in his wheelchair Saturday night and offered an opening prayer. He sounded somewhat congested and out of breath. An hours-long standoff at a nightclub in the Netherlands on Saturday came to an end after a man was detained and hostages were released. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A man was arrested after he left the club in the Dutch town of Ede, where the hostages had been held. The latest developments brought a peaceful end to a long and tense hostage situation. The man walked out of the club and was ordered by armed police to kneel with his hands on his head. Heavily armed police and special arrest teams, some wearing masks, had gathered outside the popular club. Some 150 nearby homes were evacuated. The suspect was then handcuffed before being led into a waiting police car. Earlier, three young hostages left the popular club known as Café Petticoat. A fourth person was released shortly before the suspect was arrested. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Canadian region is preparing for an upcoming influx of solar eclipse viewers, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
National Geographic says Niagara Falls, Canada is one of the best viewing locations, and the mayor there has declared a state of emergency, expecting up to 1 million visitors. On April 8th, the eclipse will reach Mexico's Pacific coast in the morning and then cut diagonally across the United States from Texas to Maine, and then eastern Canada by late afternoon. British astronomer Jake Foster warns it's dangerous to try to look at the eclipse without proper eye protection.
The sun's UV radiation is capable of destroying the soft tissue in the back of your eyeballs. It's not very nice. It can cause severe and sometimes permanent damage to your vision.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Engineers in the U.S. state of Maryland are focused on the daunting task of removing what had been the Francis Scott Key Bridge from a river. Crews on Saturday were preparing to cut the first section of twisted steel so it can be loaded on a barge after a massive cargo ship took down the span Tuesday after striking one of its main supports. Seven floating cranes, 10 tugboats, and 9 barges are arriving to help. Divers are also still searching for the bodies of 4 workers missing in the water. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.